This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba to seek vote of confidence today. Janakpur Jayanagar railway track speed to be tested today. And daughter of Afghan envoy kidnapped and injured in Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba will be seeking a vote of confidence today. The Prime Minister is scheduled to seek a confidence motion in the second session of the House of Representatives today. According to Assistant Spokesperson at Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dasarath Dhamala, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ganendra Bahadur Karki had registered a proposal for the same. Prime Minister Deoba will be seeking a vote of confidence in accordance with Constitution. A joint meeting of both the Houses of Parliament is taking place today. On the recommendation of the government, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has summoned the joint session of the Federal Parliament for 4 p.m. today. This is the first meeting of the House of Representatives after it was reinstated by a Supreme Court. Apart from the significant business of deciding on a vote of confidence to newly appointed Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba, the Parliament has 55 bills that are in various phases of consideration to be addressed. This includes the very contentious and significant bill on citizenship as well as the Federal Civil Service Bill. Meanwhile, the main opposition, CPN-UML, has decided to raise the court decision that led to the formation of the current government seriously in the House. UML Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhas Nembang told that as the court decision has invited challenges and difficulties, it will be seriously raised in the Parliament. Meanwhile, according to Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Dr. Rojnath Pandey, all preparations for the historical joint session of the Parliament have been completed, including the enforcement of the health protocol considering the risk of COVID-19 infection. An antigen test for COVID-19 was carried out for the members of Parliament attending the meeting today. A speed test is being carried out of the Janakpur-Jayanagar railway track today. According to General Manager Guru Bhattarai, the railway track speed testing and certification is being carried out as a part of preparations to run the railway services. Two rails purchased by the government at the cost of ₹846.5 million from India in a government-to-government process had arrived in Janakpur station in October last year. However, it is yet to come into operation and remains idle in the Inarwa station of Janakpur. A meeting of the CPN-UML Standing Committee is underway at Tulasilal Memorial Foundation in Chasal, Lalitpur. Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli had called a meeting of the Standing Committee on Sunday. The faction led by Madhav Kumar Nepal has, however, remained absent. The UML had held its Standing Committee meeting and Parliamentary Party meeting Friday. Leaders close to senior leader Nepal had abstained from both the meetings on Friday. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the province one, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province, and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The daughter of Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan was briefly kidnapped and injured by unknown assailants. Silsila Alekhil was held for several hours after being seized on her way home in Pakistani capital Islamabad on Friday. Afghanistan's foreign ministry says she was severely tortured and it was lodging a complaint. Relations between two neighbors have long been strained. Pakistani official says Silsila Alekhil, who is in her 20s, was assaulted by assailants who got into a car she was traveling in and beat her up. After her release, she was treated in hospital. Condemning the inhuman attack, the ambassador Najib Alekhil said his daughter feels better now. Residents in regions of Germany and Belgium worst affected by the recent flood have begun the huge task of clearing their neighborhoods as the water begins to recede. The scale of the damage is becoming clearer as rescue crews continue to look for victims. At least 180 people have died, and with still many missing, since the death toll could rise further. Flooding continued to wreak havoc in parts of Europe on Saturday. European leaders have blamed climate change for the floods, which also have affected Switzerland, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. Experts say global warming makes torrential rainfall more likely. The world has already warmed by 1.2 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began. Ministers and officials are waiting to find out if they will have to self-isolate after British Health Secretary Sajid Javid tested positive for coronavirus. It is understood Mr. Javid had a meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday, hours before he started feeling unwell. Case numbers are continuing to rise ahead of the lifting of legal rules on social contact in England on Monday. The Health Secretary, who has received both vaccine doses and described his symptoms as very mild, said he would continue to self-isolate and work from home. He announced a PCR test had confirmed a positive result he received from a lateral flow test. As a result, NHS staff will be looking at his recent close contacts. For example, anyone had been within 1 or 2 meters of the more than 15 minutes, and whether if they need to self-isolate as well. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to seek vote of confidence today. Janakpur Jayanagar railway track speed to be tested today, and daughter of Afghan envoy kidnapped and injured in Pakistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.